wrap up the sugya. So this father, remember we had the father with a kid, and he got it on the head from his talba, and we solved the problems, how to deal with it. But what about the money? He asked for money to go watch a movie. Rav Taba told him, you have to ask a Rav. So he said to Rav Taba, "Nu, what are you paskin?" So he said, "And any Rav, if you would ask me, Haiti Poisek Kaf, interesting psak, you can do what you want with this. I'm not a Poisek either, but interesting psak aloha he would have given. Ime yale leilech leseret betnai shi titen lo sakesef. If the kid would not go to the movie without you giving him the money, that means he's going to the movie only because you're giving him the money. As ain lechad reshut letet lo. Zulav deraisa shalif naiva. Bermeka kaze hayiti oimer lo bnei hayakar, b'chol libi hayiti rotze letet lecha es ritzoneicho. I would love nothing more to fulfill your wishes. Aval ma ani aseh? Ani lo bal habayit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-Baal HaBayit. V'ani eineni yoichel la'avor lo ritzoyne, ani lo yochol la'zor lecha. I can't help you, I'm sorry. Luma zois ima nesun b'matzev shebein kach ubein kach yalech leseret, v'im lo titen lo hu yignov kesef kedei lasig etz mevukoshoi. He's going to go either way. He's going to the movie either way. He's going to steal the money, he'll get the money some other way. As nirali shal pi alochet tucha lo ima lo. Al pi alochet could be that you could say to him, Bni, ani oyev otcha v'doeg lecha shelo tichshu ba'averus chumurus yoisa. Lechein ani ten lecha es makesef. I don't want you to get involved in worse averus. In order to prevent the worse averus, I'll give you the money. What does this mean for us? It means for us, if you have situations like this, you can ask shalos. There's a lot of involved. We very often assume these are hashkafic issues. And we kind of know what to do with it. Most times it's halacha. Most times you're dealing with halachas and complex halachas. Interesting, yeah, what Rizek would say in this situation. Have a Amish, Yasoda Yasoidis. You have to take a lot of achrais. Switches off. You have to take a lot of time. The problem is somebody gets hold of this 10 years later and they come to me and they've got titles, whatever. I don't remember what I said and whatever. And it's whatever. It's, people take it as a heter to do all weird things. There's a lot of heter. It's just sometimes you have to go, oh, Shalas. Havaima. She said that the son is Betrum Achinu, who are Keshe Shelorim, Ima Kodesh Baruch. It's often taught not like that. We often say that the most important thing is chinuch, is the keshe you have with your children. Obviously, that's choshuv. No one's denying that. Well, the ikah is the keshe you have with Hashem. Hashkofa bruna shelehem ki hayeled hu bnei shel Hashem yisbarach v'im yesh lo bayot HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeh shehivi yotzon lepisko. If this child's got problems, it's Hashem that brought those problems to his doorstep. Bnei sef HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlach oti ka'oviv. Second of all, Hashem made me, the father of this child, lazov lesaylo im litmoded im advarim alalu. I'm the guy's coach. Hashem gave me. He said, "You're a good coach. I want you to help this kid." Ani mekabel is yisuru ba'ava ubematzav ze lo anera saken amishpachti. I'm a kabel this with ava, and I don't destroy my family. Ahirim megalim ta'atzumot nefesh betulusam ha'itene begoy roilam. The family turns over the issues and their problems to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They build their home on the foundations of Imun and Betochen. And that's what they build. That's the support that they build their family on. The family of that doesn't shake and fall apart. On the contrary, hayeledim roim dugma ishit keitzed mekabim bebatim matzavim kashim beemuno ba'ava. The children see. Oh, that's how you deal with difficult situations. You don't flip out, freak out, have a nervous breakdown. You say, Shem Yazor, what can we do? Now let's see what the best thing to do is. And do your best, calmly, relaxed. If you understand this, then you don't have to blame anybody else. The blame game comes to an end. What's this word? Hakula. What's that word? The last paragraph, two lines from the top. Huh? Hala. Don't know what that is. Ah, maybe that's what he means. Oh, and you call it Lobet Savarovala. You can't hang the problem on the shoulders of the mechanech, not on the school, not on the neighborhood, not on the rov, not on the friend, nowhere. Oh. Yeah, like you can't hang it on the, you can't be toilet on all these things. Chipush Hashomim af imaim kaimim enu toire me'uma. Looking for who to blame doesn't help, even if it's true, even if it's correct. I mean, you have to learn from your mistakes. It could be that you didn't invest enough time in dealing with the Rebbe. Maybe you didn't bribe the Rebbe enough. Maybe you didn't, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, you have to learn from those mistakes. But there's no room for blame or guilt. I have to do chinuch cheshbon hanefesh and see where I slipped up in the chinuch of my child or whatever. And about the school and the rabbis and everyone else, what's this to do chinuch cheshbon hanefesh and do tshuva and whatever? That's their problem. Well, you can't blame them anymore because it doesn't help. Hey, can I yell? Kuim, but when I shalach, we can't yesh chiyuv tshuva tshuva shleima la boy related. But why do we have to do tshuva for what we did? It takes 5 minutes. Check out what you did wrong. Do tshuva, move on. After you've done tshuva, you did next cheshbon hanefesh, you did tshuva. Alem ledat shelo haim agoyim l'roisa shel bonom el ha-kodesh Baruch Hu zeh shezimen l'yonim es ha-metzovim v'nisoynus alolu. Look about children have bechira already. I'm not talking about little kids yet. I mean, it's true there, but it's a different approach. Dealing with older kids now. They've got bechira, they've got nisoynus, they have a cheshbon with Hashem, that Hashem's got work for them. You made mistakes? Everyone makes mistakes. Do tshuva, move on. But don't blame yourself because it's not true. You weren't responsible. My first meeting with Rav Taube, very first meeting with Rav Taube was... over 30 years ago. Went to ask him a shala. He met a child that had been traumatized by an event, whatever. I'm not sure what it was now. In South Africa, there was never any shortage of traumatic events, whatever. We asked him about someone was saying, she got for therapy, this guy, this guy, for this, whatever, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, and somebody said, you know, Rav Taube's in town, what do you go speak to? Rav Taube, who's he, whatever. So, go speak to him. Went to speak to him. I'll never forget what he said. He said, if the child sees in you that you understand that this came from Hashem and this is letovateinu, this is our good for us, then you don't need therapy. And if you don't, no therapy will help. In other words, it was possible. Go work on your betochen, go understand the mitzvahs, go understand the reality of the world. Everything is happening is Hashem. I'm still trying to work on it. It's been 30 years of hard work and I still haven't got there, but it's a lifetime's work. But that's the work. That's the work. To understand, shakol mishamayim. Chinuch, everywhere. It's a hard avoda. And then do what you have to do as well as you can. Because you're going to be asked why you didn't do what you had to do as best as you could. But don't think that what you're doing has anything to do with the end results.
Yes. That means we have to be prepared for everything. That means the people that drive, it's 40 lessons, but for education, nothing, for marriage, nothing.
Nothing.
It's a problem.
Major problem. In America today, Baruch Hashem, it's much better. Yeah. The amount of time and energy and money invested in chinuch today in America is dazzling. Why are there still so many kids going off the Derek in America? That's another question that was raised. There was a big discussion at the Guru conference this year. I'm not sure, okay, I don't want to go into that now. Yeah, it's starting, but it's tipper sheba tipper. Tipper sheba tipper. Do you have to train teachers today before they go into a classroom? That's the question. The answer for us is obvious, yes. It still hasn't cottoned on yet. Why? Because my Rebbe never went to any teaching courses, and he was a very good Rebbe, so why do I have to? Because you're a lousy Rebbe. Your Rebbe happens to be a good Rebbe, you're right, but you never learned from him. And if you did learn from him, your Rebbe was good for you, but the generations changed. The whole nature of chinuch has changed. You know, we don't even call our teachers the same as they did a few years ago. You call them machanchim. What was the Rebbe called? He was a malamed. Sorry, he was a malamed. What did they call the Rebbes? A malamed. What did they call them today? A machanach. What changed? Why do we change? Oh, it was just stam. A malamed, somebody who had children in his class who knew that they had to be there. Yoter pochot wanted to or knew that they had to learn, and all he had to do was give them the chomer. That's all he had to do. Is give them the material. Everything else happened outside the school. Today, most of the kids in the class don't know why they're there, don't want to be there, don't know why they should be learning, and the job of the teacher is to win over the hearts and the minds of the community before you can teach them anything. So that you need to be a machanech. You know how to do that? If you know how to do it, gesundheit, go do it. But most people don't know how to do that. You have to go learn from other people who do know how to do it to teach you how to do that. There was Kiruv, the early Kiruv Rechaikim, the early guys that went down and did Kiruv Rechaikim. The Uri Zoars and these people, Rav Taubes, these people in the world, they didn't have to go to, they never got to Kiruv training programs and all the Golas and Smicha programs and Roberkovitz's Koyle. They didn't need that. They just went out there and did Kiruv. Why? Because they knew the material, they cared about the people they were Makariv, and they Makariv them. Today, why do we have to train Kiruv professionals? Because today to the Kiruv, you've got to win over the person first. Telling him the truth doesn't help. Prove to him that it's all true and it's gavaldic, whatever, he'll go, thank you, that's very nice. No, what are you going to do about it? I'm going, oh, he's going to change because you showed him the truth today. So you have to train these guys how to win over people's hearts and minds, how to talk to them, how to answer questions, how to this, how to that. So you have to train them. It's the same as in the school. You have to train the teachers. There's so much to learn today, so much to know and understand. The kids' minds are working in a world where we haven't been yet. Our kids head to in a place that we don't know exists, let alone we understand where their heads are. The kids are picking up things intuitively and quickly, like we don't even know what they're talking about most of the time. Are you going to go in there and teach him, you know, a robber, a buyer? Are you going to win over his heart and mind if you don't know what he's doing? Or your class is interesting enough to keep him at, you know, like. So the biggest complaints today from the kids, they're bored in school, the girls particularly. They're bored out of their minds. That's what Sarah Schneer had in mind.
The year before Ephraim got married, my son, he wasn't in a good place, yeah? My wife and I, he said, Mum and Dad, if you sit with me at the back of the Eshetera, is it the Genesis class? I can't remember, Genesis project? We sat in the black of Discovery. Yeah, we sat with him for a whole week. We went every day through Shalai, something like that. At the end of it, he goes, it blew his mind. He said, we weren't taught any of this in Cheder. It was just like, Gemara, Gemara.
You're blaming the Cheder again?
No, I'm just saying...
You're blaming the Cheder again?
No, I'm just saying each child, you have to tailor-make what that child needs.
As a parent.
They can't fit into a mainstream.
As a parent. Yeah. You can't do that in the school. That's not the job of the school. Yeah. Job of the school is not to tailor-make or produce individuals. Yeah. That's not the job of a school. It's not. That's a parent's job.
Is that a job of the yeshiva?
No. You can't. You send a kid to a small yeshiva, yes. But you send your kids to big yeshivas today?
Maybe
Hebron.
We should always send our kids to small yeshivas.
I don't know. You have to ask Shadas on it. Some kids are thriving in the big yeshivas today beautifully. Right. Don't know. You have to, that's each case. We're not into mass production, we're not into kukakati, chinuch, whatever. We're into each child. You have to weigh up the circumstances based on his particular needs, whatever, and make the right decisions with getting advice from the right people. As a parent, you're responsible for the chinuch of your child, minatoira. Minatoira, the Torah wants you to mechanuch your child. Certain things you can't do, so you write a horat kevin, you send him to the school. And even that requires how to deal with the cheder. It's a whole lesson. You have to know how to deal with the cheder, who to talk to the cheder, how to talk to the rebbes, when to talk to the rebbes. It's a whole, it's an art. It's not simple. It's not simple. You know what?
Is there a course?
No. Akash Bokhu created the world and he put all the problems that we're facing in the world. And he said, I have confidence in you and I trust you that you can do the job. It's an enormous compliment from Hashem. Enormous compliment from Hashem. Hashem doesn't give us a nisoyin we can't deal with. So if you have this nisoyin, just think what Hashem thinks of you. It's a magical compliment from Akash Bokhu. I know you can deal with this. You don't feel so capable right now, but if Hashem tells you you're capable, you go look for tools, you go look for skills, you go ask, you look, you struggle, you battle. And at the end of the day, you did what you did. What happens in the end is not your problem. If you're matzliach in what you set out to do, you're not, it's irrelevant, because that's not your job. Your job is just to do what you're supposed to do. And Hashem says, I trust you to do the job. You are a scholar from the Rabbeinu Shalom. You want more than that? So Chaim Kanievsky would call you and say, listen, I've got a certain job that needs being taken care of. I've heard about you. I've studied your file. I've checked you out, whatever. You know, I sent all my guys to work you, whatever. I think you're the most qualified person to do this job. You got me behind you. My door's open 24 hours a day. Please go do this job. You do it with a smile on your face. Even if you don't know anything about it, you go learn, you find out, you'd ask people, whatever. You go back, you discuss it with him. So what is Baruch does to us all the time? I've created a problem for you. I've created a situation for you. And I trust you to do the job. I wouldn't have given you this child if I didn't think you couldn't do what you're supposed to do. You make mistakes along the way? Of course you'll make mistakes, Hashem says. I made you in such a way that you're going to make mistakes. Don't worry about it. I know you're making mistakes. I made you. I know that you make mistakes. It's not a problem. Mistakes are dealt with by tshuva. Now move on. Learn from your mistakes. If you don't learn from your mistakes, then he gets upset. Learn from your mistakes. Move on. The understanding, this healthy and true understanding that everything that's happening to our children is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we were hired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help these poor kids, we like the foster parents, it opens up another door for the parents in order to get professional help when it's called for and when it's necessary. Litzareinu hoirim rabim matchikim es metzukasam v'shelabush lahoytze es anusam achutza. Asoyin, I'm sorry, achutza. Parents are too embarrassed to take the problem out of the house. K'toytzor kach haim einu mityatzim im anshe mikzor u'masarim v'kabel ezra. They don't get help when they need it. They're too embarrassed because look what I did, I've done wrong, and look, it's my child and this and this and this. The child could really be helped if they would just get help. Today this is less of a problem, but it's still a major problem. And as a result of that, they don't go get the right advice and get the professional assistance they need for the child. How many kids did I want to get into discussion of Ritalin, only into the debate of it? For me, it's a double posh. If you have a child that needs it, give it. I'm not going to go into the story about it. It's a whole discussion we can discuss. It's a lovely debate. But if a kid's broken his leg and needs crutches, give him crutches. Don't torture him through school without giving it to him. You've got alternatives? Use alternatives. I don't mind, but right now no one's got alternatives that work immediately. Why should the kid go through the Gehenna in school not to have the medication? Give it to him. The parents that won't give the kids medication, they won't even find out about it, they won't get advice about it. I'm not saying just give it to him. Go find out about it. Do all the bidikot, do the checking, whatever. Take $1,000 and go check out everything and find out what could help this child. A father who was very against giving his kids Ritalin came and spoke to him, and I gave it to him on his head. The kid was doing dismally at school. The day after the kid took Ritalin, he sent me a picture of two worksheets. The one that was yesterday before the Ritalin, and the one was today after the Ritalin. Small dose of Ritalin, a minimal dose of Ritalin. It's ridiculous. Absolutely. The kid's handwriting is beautiful. What a beautiful, neat, nice handwriting. You can see the scrawls on the page before. Ritalin, this medication you give people who have concentration, ADD, ADHD, you know that stuff? You're in the wrong business. Become a pharmacist. What's Ritalin?
Well, it wasn't used in our day, you know, how did that feel?
Okay, as I said, it's a whole debate. Why we never needed it, why I would have had it. I don't know.
They didn't diagnose it.
They didn't have it diagnosed. Well, yeah, Kosh Boch who runs the world, it's only now, then. I don't know, why is it more now than then? There's many, many reasons. It's a fascinating discussion. It's a fascinating discussion why we have so many more cases of these problems today than we had then. Is it the food? Is it the air? Is it the computers? Is it the diet? Is it pre-messianic? Hashem's morphing our brains for us, whatever.
The sensors in the food.
All that stuff. Well, what, it's all probably all true and all not true. If you've got a kid in front of you who's in pain and you can help him, help him. No, but I'm too embarrassed and what's going to be it. And don't tell the teachers that the kids are living chasva chalila and what's with shidduchim. If you understand that Hashem runs the world and Hashem gave you this child and this child has this physical problem, because that's what it is, by the way.
My wife's uncle said to my father-in-law when I was, before I got engaged, when he was in school, he was on medication.
They asked Rabbi Levi, do you have to tell for a shidduch that a person's taking Ritalin? He said no, but if he should be and he's not, you have to tell him.
What? If he should be and he isn't, you have to tell him.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to say for a shidduch that the person's Ritalin, but if he should be taking and he's not, then you have to tell him. Then you have to look at it. Because that's a chisaron in the person.
Many adults will take it.
Well, we know. I don't want to get into the debate. I'm not talking about. This wasn't about Ritalin. I maybe chose the wrong. example. It's just a marshal. I'm just being as a marshal. Okay. Whatever it is. The child's got a problem with Moked VR. The child's got a problem with audio processing. Whatever. There's a million problems today out there. Whatever it is, get it sorted out. Go to Hadassah, do the test, do whatever it needs, and get the child the help he needs. But we can't because we're too embarrassed. And we're da-da-da. You get rid of that problem if you understand that you're just the foster child, foster parent for Hashem, yeah. Luma zois imem yaminu ka yeled nimsolem li'imutz ma'et aboyeris barach shmoy. Ein mokam lebusha. Ado Rabbi, you feel proud that you're helping this child. הם נבחרו כדי לעשות את זה המתי במטרה לעזור לו למתנועד עם יצורו כשלוינו, אינו כשלוינום. The fact that your child got written isn't because you gave him too many jelly sweets at the table or because of the whatever. But that's not why he's got written. He's got ADD because that's what Hashem, that's how Hashem made it. That could be that you shouldn't have given him so many sweets. Maybe you should have checked what was in the sweets before you gave them to him. I don't know. Do tshuva if you have to. I don't know. That's what the Orthodox Rabbi. You have to do tshuva for the way we feed our children.
Honest, no?
I don't know if you're honest. No, why should you be honest? Go learn, check it out. See what's the best thing to feed your children. Today, Baruch Hashem, the girls in the SEMs at least, in a lot of the SEMs are being taught proper dietary things. At least they can feed their children properly. I know somebody went into the yeshivas and met all the Rosh Yeshivas and told them how they could mama change the diets in the yeshivas, where the kids would be eating healthy food, they'd be able to learn better. Afternoon Seder would look very different to what it looks like today, and it wouldn't cost them any more. And a lot of the yeshivas were covered, a lot weren't, whatever, I'm just saying. Fine, that's our responsibility. That's called proper yishtakas. Why feed the kids poison for the same price? You can feed them good, healthy food. You finish lunch, you feel like you're energized, you're ready to go. A lot of the shivas, you finish lunch today, you're ready to go to one place and one place only. If you could get up, you would go to bed. Most people after the meal can't even stand up. They're oiled to whatever, I'm just saying.
It's so oily on that.
Yeah, the oil's not the problem. Oil's not the problem, it's what oil they use is the problem. The oil's not a problem, it's fine. Whatever, anyhow, I don't want to this. I never took my Ritalin today anyway, so that's fine. All over the place. So the Masa, Choshev, the Geshev, Dinin, Oh, another thing. No, we'll do this next week. That's too important. The last two paragraphs of this. All of these things are solved by one simple lesson. Use your soul. And if you don't know what to do, ask. Don't be scared to ask.
That's the Tom asks, but the guy before him, that's when you get stuck.
Yeah.
Then realize
that. Yesterday, but not the 2 days before that.
I've been in situations like that.
Of course, we're all in that situation.
That's why you're
here.
What
does a kid say?
similarly for the Shiva Puja and the Steel Age.